Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
I have a charge on my debit card for $92.90, and it's from your company, and I have no idea why I have it.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
06226.
What's your name?
Suzanne Major.
Okay, Ms. Major, can you verify your address?
300 Windham Road, apartment 350, Willimantic, Connecticut.
Okay. So I do see where you ordered the NutriSlam. Initially, they charge shipping, which is the $6.70. And after the
Excuse me a minute. I didn't order any NutriSlim. I don't know why you have it as ordered. And there was a package that came in with a bunch of bottles in it, and it said internet sales on it, and it gave me the address. It's from Utah. I sent it back.
Okay, so when you initially called in back in August, they offered you a 60-day hold. You accepted the 75% off on the product. Now you're saying you don't remember ordering the product at all?
If I did, I canceled it.
Yes, it was canceled.
And told them that I didn't want this. I didn't want a 75% off. I didn't want anything.
Yes, so it was canceled in September.
And it should have stayed canceled.
Yes, ma'am. We haven't billed you. We haven't charged you again since August the 5th.
This $92.90, I don't know. It just
that happened before you canceled.
And did I get it back?
No, because you were paying for the product that was originally received.
Oh, Jesus. I don't have any NutriSlim stuff here, so I don't know what I paid for.
It was shipped in August, ma'am. It was shipped on August the 27th.
I'll have to check with my bank because I don't know if this is something new that they said or not. But I know I told them in August that I did not want anything.
Yes, the account wasn't canceled until September the 17th. But you called in originally on August the 25th, and that's when they offered you that 60-day hold.
Well, if I called in on August the 25th and you guys didn't cancel it until the 17th, then there's
a problem.
Because
you called in two times. You called in on the 25th,
yep,
and you called,
yep,
in on the 17th. That's when it was canceled on the 17th. When you called in on August the 25th, they offered you a 60-day hold on the account. You accepted the 75% off.
No,
ma'am. It said that you agreed to that, and the admin went in and updated your account. Then you called back in on the 17th. That's when you decided you wanted to cancel. That was after the charges had occurred.
Then I'll have to deal with my bank.
Okay,
Thank you.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, so it's no guarantee that the bank will issue any credits back, ma'am, because we did ship the product and the information was provided in the terms and conditions, but we can offer you a 35% refund. That way you can receive a portion of your funds back to you.
Did you say I can receive a portion of my funds back to me?
Yes, ma'am.
And what portion is that?
A 35% will be $32.52 refunded back to you.
Well, that's a whole lot better than nothing.
OK. Okay, so give me 1 second to get it issued. So I issued that refund back to your account, ma'am. It will take 3 to 5 business days to go back.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.